Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way, maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up.
Break it up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jim and Jeff.
Yeah.
Ooh,
say woo.
Break it up.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, waking up with Linda McShann, it is week one of 2022. Happy New Year's. 2022 is greatness for you, okay? And we're going to step into our own greatness, walk in our own shoe. But we're going to step into the greatness, and we're going to stay there. But we're going to also take others with us. It's about communication. It is about education. It is about collaboration here. We're waking up with Linda McShann. I'm sounding a bit nasally because I have been through so many states for the holidays that I feel like a floating map. But I had to get to Texas. I needed some macaroni and cheese, some candied yams, some fried turkey, some of the best potato salad in the world, some smiles from my family, and some love from them Texans. But I went in very safely. See, I knew that I was not going to go through the airport. Wasn't happening. So I'm a planner. So I took that big iron horse, that Amtrak train, and that bad boy pushed me on in there. But when you're going long distance, get a sleeper car. They take care of you. That's first class with good food because they feed you all your meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You have your own private bedroom, your own self, your own everything. You are safe. You share nothing with anyone. See, that is the way I had to go in. I had to be safe for myself, and I had to be safe for my family. So I'm very appreciative that I was able to be there, and I'm very appreciative to be here today. I have a lot of gratitude that we're getting through what we're getting through, and the determination out there is the key to continue and complete. Now, we're going to find out what's happening on Friday. But Miss Tiffany Jones, you know, that's Tiffany with an I. She see it, she gets it done, and she takes it into completion. But before we bring her on, we'd like to extend our condolences out there to Sidney Poitier's family. Okay, may he rest in peace. He was the pioneer that laid the path for each and every one of black individuals that's out there. He was a man of grace, a man of character, and he didn't care about letting you know about it. Sidney Poitier, we love you. We will always remember you. I'm going to play this song, and then we're going to bring Miss Tiffany on with I See It, Do It, and Get It Done. Welcome in to Find It Out Friday. That's right. Rest in peace, Mr. Sidney Poitier. You know, the peace we seek cannot be brought about through a struggle of dominance in military or economic power. It can be won only through peaceful means. peace built on unhappiness and sacrifice of others is a meaningless sham. What's needed is to create a world in which people of all races and nations can enjoy peace and happiness. That's what it's all about. And Sidney Poitier said, do not mention anything that does not have a message to it, okay? And that's what we do. We put our message out in the music here. That's why we're glad to have you. We want you to listen real, real close. Listen to those messages that are coming to you. And right now we have Miss Tiffany Jones, Tiffany with an I, that's going to come on and share with us briefly on what she found out. We're talking about appreciation, gratitude, and determination here. Tiffany Jones, are you on the air with us this evening?
Yes, I am. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy, happy New Year. We were on mine for Monday, and you're back again. You know we appreciate you. You know how appreciation and love stand out there for you. You are a busy lady. You're working on your TV program. You split your time. You come on with us. We go back and forth, but that's what appreciation and gratitude is all about. We take care of those who take care of us, and we move together with the determination to complete anything that we set our mind to. And on that note, I want you to share with us what you found out this week of 2022, the first week. What did you find out?
Well, it is a new year. So we are pruning. We are figuring out what's new. Sometimes we get new friends in the new year. Because in the old year, we had to purge out the old in order to make room for the new. So sometimes as you travel and journey through life, you are not able to walk with the same people that you might have to make some adjustments. And in those adjustments, you might have new people come in. So, which is in line with in new beginnings. And we talked about that change in new beginnings a lot last year. And now that we have a new year, I think that finding out who your friends are, who's supporting you, all that in the beginning. That's what we're doing is we, you know, you find out what you want to keep, what you want to, you know, throw away, your resolutions, find out if you like your job, you don't like your job, where do you want, what you want to do. You're finding it out in this month. So it is, it's important, I should say that. It's very, very important. But it's been a good year so far. How about you?
Well, you know
how
me,
has
I'm
it
over
been
here
for you this
trying to get this nasally nose sinus back in order here. And I was mentioning to them about my travels and how I took it traveling, but I had to go get some of that fried turkey and see them Texans, and I had to go in there as safe as I could. And when I posted out today, I think I mentioned it to you, I put a picture out there about cherry blossoms and that Mount Fuji. And the reason why I posted it out there, because cherry blossoms are beautiful. They only come and they stay for a short time. So you have to enjoy that beauty while they're there. But on the second hand of that, they're very messy. The leaves are very messy. So it's beauty, and it's messy, and it's mess, and it's clean up if you have a cherry blossom tree to clean up. But the beauty, and Mount Fuji represents the highest peak in Japan. And, you know, we're connected with a lot of friends of Japan, and it's something about seeing that snow-capped mountain that gives you the determination to get to the top of it, okay? So you just set your goals and your desires on the top of that peak and keep striving to get there. So that was my little, you know, I like to play with people, and you know, I think I'm George O'Keefe or whatever and put pictures out just to give people something to kind of like think about to keep going. But what I stated before you came on was it's time, you know, 2022 is greatness for you. And we have to step into our greatness.
Absolutely.
Walk into our own shoe, not nobody else's shoe. And be sure while we're stepping into the greatness, we stay there. But we also have to be mindful to bring others with us, okay? So that's where the education part comes in. You have to teach others so that eventually everybody will be on the same mindset. And that makes for a good blend of stew, you know. So when you're serving that stew out there and it's blended up well with the right mindset, the love, the commitment, the determination, the gratitude for each and every one, things that you go through, appreciation for all things, and especially appreciating yourself, you're going to serve a good bowl of stew with a nice big fat bread, a slice of cornbread, okay? Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
we know how the lists are being made. We spend the first 2 weeks making a list, and by the end of the month, we forget about what we wrote down, okay? So here at Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, we want people to call in for next week and tell us about the resolutions that they made, and we're going to take a list and hold them to it. Will you work with me on that, Tiffany with an eye? Is that a good thing for
yes,
us to do?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
It takes a determination, just as you said. It does take determination. But go ahead.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes. You must be determined. And when you're determined, you don't let anything stop you. Nothing. You're not swayed. You don't. Your opinion's always welcome. Okay? And you can learn from a baby. We're always learning. Each moment is a learning a time. You can learn either something good or something bad. So always keep yourself open for the learning, but you must be determined to do what you must do, meaning walk in your own shoe. Because if you try to walk in somebody else's, that shoe might be too tight and hurt your baby toe, okay? But when you select that shoe, you know exactly how you want it to fit. And you just wiggling toes around and walk on the heel and walk on the side or do whatever you have to do sometimes, shake the sand out of it and keep on stepping. So that's really where I am the first week of 2022 because, like I said, it's greatness for you. So you and I, you and me, it's greatness for all of us. So we're going to step in it. And I'm really upset and I'm watching the cases rising out here. The hospital bed's filling up again. Okay, it's just like, okay. All right, here we go again. So I must say, don't relax out there, okay? Do not relax. You never know what you're dealing with, what you're up around. Neighbor to the right, oh, I tested positive. Well, you stay over there. Neighbor to the left, oh, I tested positive. I'm quarantining. They don't have to tell me to quarantine. I run from the air. Okay, don't even get near me. Don't get near, because if you do not take care of your health and your wellness, no one else can do it for you. So my resolution is to keep my lens clean and my ears open, be aware, be strong, and stay observant and keep living. That's the top of my list over here today. So that's what I've been doing. I've been doing pretty good this week. And I know you are going rounds and rounds and setting up the programming and all of that other stuff. But you did say one thing is that the friends that you travel with prior, you might have to leave some of them on the platform. You know, they can't buy a ticket to jump on the train. Mm-hmm. Yep, they can't buy the ticket. Cannot take everybody with you.
True, that's right. And so I'm pretty excited for the new year. I have some really nice guests coming on the show, and
mm-hmm.
we're going to be talking about, you know, books and
mm-hmm.
things of organizations that they belong to, and
okay.
not only, you know, their position. And I'll let you know on Monday who
mm-hmm.
the person is.
Oh, good.
But she was an ambassador that served in the Obama administration. She now
mm-hmm.
has a book.
Okay.
Let me see what her name is. Dr. Suzanne Jackson, or excuse me,
okay.
Johnson Cook. And she
okay.
has a book. She has an organization that she belongs to, Charisma Speaks.
Mm-hmm.
And, or Charisma Speakers, and she, you know, is going to really, you know, talk about her book, talk about the organization that she represents and how she started with that, what influenced her, you know,
okay.
things of that nature. Because I think after you get out of a position such as hers, you have to then think about your next steps in life You know, like, what are you going to do? Are you going to, you know, start a nonprofit organization? Are you going to write a book and let people know about your journey? You know, the struggles, the obstacles, how to overcome them. It's important. So
sure it is.
I'm looking forward to talking to her on Tuesday.
Oh, that's going to be an exciting thing. I'll have to check into that. I'll have to come in on the back end of it, but I know you have some pretty good lineups coming through, and the difference between you and I, you go visual, I go audio, but it's audio and visual that go together. Can you imagine what's going to happen when we come together? It is either going
to... I'm so looking forward to that. I really,
it is
really
going
am.
To be a theater play, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Fun, relaxing. When you couple off and collaborate and put all of those things together, because it's really, really, as I always tell the youth, there's no I in the word team. And in order to get anything done, you must have a team, okay? And the word team
absolutely.
Has no I in it. So when you can get that drilled through an individual's head, it's forward movement. You know, you like I tell them to keep marching. March on out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go left, right, and keep on going to go to the goal. Okay, oh, say you fell down, you slipped down, you got a little mud on your nose. Can you see? Well, if you raise your head up and look, you can see the goal at the end down there. Pick up the ball and keep on going. Uh-huh. And if you can't see, slide in on your elbows, but you know where that goal is. And get to it. So it's a very exciting time. It's a very different time. We have to, and that's why I enjoy you coming on. So because your method of your interviewing style and the persons that you interview in and the way that you share. Because when you come with me, you can get personal. Yours works a little bit different.
I
like to pull out that other side.
I love coming on your show.
Yeah,
I do.
We have to keep it real.
Yes, you keep it real. But the one thing I love about your show is that you do share. You do allow me to share. And, you know, the guests that I really do talk about or share, you know, they're in theater, they're in entertainment, they're into politics, you know. So it goes in line with what you're all about, because you do have a variety of guests on your show. So it's wonderful. It really, really is.
Well, we appreciate you.
Someone like you.
We appreciate
you.
We're glad that you come on and you take out the time, because, like I said, it's about sharing and caring, and we have to put it out there. It's like a lot of things that are coming in the making, and, you know, I don't like to put the horse before the cart, but, you know, we're working on it over here. And every time, it's very difficult to set up a definite plan because of our situation, you know, with the Omicron or whatever, all this stuff is going on. You know, you open up your plan and then, bam, here's something else. So it's sort of like a pending issue, because I like to plan. And I was traveling and I asked the gentleman, when we get to the next station, will there be this and that? You know, each station is different. Each state is different. And he says, well, no, they're not set up that way. But don't worry about it. Let's worry about it right now. So now right now is already gone. Okay? I'm a planner. So when I get to that next state, I need to know if I need to make a phone call or something. Okay? I don't like surprises. So call ahead and find out what's needed and have it waiting there for me. Because I don't like surprises, you know. So when he say, well, this weird, no, now it's already gone. That's what you don't realize. You paint that canvas out there. So with, like I said, it's a lot of events that are coming. You're working on something. Stephanie is doing events. Our singing chef. The Tate Experience, they'll be doing events. It's a lot of things that are happening, but we can't just put them out there right now until we solidify everything. And you
Absolutely.
Have to continue to go and continue with your life and do what you have to do. But you also have to consider, when you're planning these things, the safety of all. And that's where the difficult part comes in. Because when you have events. Yeah. You have to assure people that it's set up, it's structured for safety, you know. And it is a different way now. You have to. So my little head is spinning over here because those are a few surprises. It's like that little spinning top, that little buoy in the ocean. You just bounce it and it bounce right back up and go the other way to do. What can I say? That flows through the blood. I had to share all of my great-great nieces, them great-greats, you know. They have everything they want. I said, nah, I'm not giving them no gift cards. I'm going to give them some educational stuff. So I gave them something, and I gave them, told them to, gave them an elephant. And I said, you know what? When somebody's bullying you, I don't want you to forget about the strength of the blood that rolls through your body. And you be as strong as this elephant and as free as this beautiful butterfly. And they looked at me. They wasn't ready for that, but guess what they got, okay? Mm-hmm. They probably wanted a gift card to go shopping. And then, no, I'm going to give you something to put on your brain. And whenever, if you need to call them Bimbo, Bluey, or whatever you name them, I don't care. But keep him close to you so he can be a reminder to you of who you are. See, that's the time to put the plant that seed, you know. And people say, well, how do you have that type of willpower, that type of goal, that type of attitude? It was given to you at a young age. See, you can't get it overnight. It has to be fed to you in your baby formula. Mm-hmm. And once it's fed to you in your baby formula, you can't be swayed. And that's where the real fight and the real challenge comes in as you're going through life, because there's others that don't understand it, and they always try to sway you. But if you had that good baby formula, they in big trouble. They in big trouble. So you just keep on smiling, keep on being kind, and keep on marching. So I had to give it to them. They probably said, my auntie is crazy. Yes, I am. But did you get the message? Mm-hmm. So that was what I took them. Oh, they were beautiful, you know. They were very jeweled up and bling bling, and, you know, some good to look at, but this is what you get. So my sister said, oh, you get, he might not like that. I said, I don't care what he likes. Mm-hmm. They have to keep in mind, I don't own the child, so I don't have to give anything. But what I'm going to give them is going to give them something that they're going to remember all through life. Mm-hmm. That's it. Because gift card, once it's spent, or a little toy or a sweater, that's gone and threw in the bottom of the closet right now. But you're going to go talk to Bimbo when you're having a rough time and you remember who you are. And I felt real good about it as I bit down into that fried turkey. Mm-hmm. See, we eat fried turkey in Texas. I haven't had a baked turkey in so long, I don't even know how it tastes. But they dropped that bad boy in the pot, and he's done in 45 minutes. Crispy on the outside, well seasoned, and moist on the inside. It's actually a Louisiana thing. But yeah, they fried, but it moved over into Texas because we barbecue people. But that fried turkey, so I had to taste it. It was nothing that this Christmas I was not doing it in Los Angeles. I'm sorry. Nope. So I'm satisfied. I'm back. I done put my foot, big toe in that red sand, as I call it, and I'm good to go. I'm just trying to get my sinuses to clear back up. The sinuses say, well, you go over here, it's 82. You go over here, it's 22. My goodness, what's wrong with the weather? So I'm feeling like I'm floating now. Yes, it did. And when I left, I mean, we caught it here. It was raining and cold, and it was 82 there. So I missed all of it. I feel good. Thank you. But I had to go. Yeah, so now I'm good. And to really plan it out, so I'm putting it out there. People, if you're going to travel, you don't want to be stuck in an airplane. You don't want to be stuck in the airport. I would have died. They would have dialed 911, all them cancellations. Get on that big iron horse. Okay, it'll get you on in there. And sometimes it gets stuck on the track, too. But the trick to traveling on the rails is that you always carry snacks. You always carry snacks. Yeah. You always have your backup. And depending on how you're going to travel, because if you're going coach, there's, you know, food there and stuff. But if you go sleeper car, you have your own private dining room. They take care of all your meals. But then if they run out of food, you still got that snack box, you know. So always carry snacks, some water, fruit, especially fruit, depending. So I had a wonderful time. It's a done deal. I'm back. And they don't have to tell me to quarantine. I don't even want to look at the sky. It's like, talk to you next week. Okay, no problem. Yeah, put it over there. We'll talk next week to set up. So it's just like getting the nasally sound and touching bases with you, even though we were on Mindful Monday. You're back again. I cannot wait till next week. And that's Dr. You said the ambassador. You said last name Dr. Cook. Is that correct with the last name, Tiffany?
Suzanne, Dr. Suzanne Johnson.
Okay.
Cook.
Okay.
And I
want to share something else. I'm going into a different position with one of the organizations that I'm a member of, that they nominated me, delegated me, and here I go. I say, no matter how much I run, they come for me. So just as Sidney Poitier say, always say something or give something that has a message. So I guess I got some more messages to give, huh?
Yes,
what you say?
Absolutely.
Okay,
I believe that wholeheartedly. I was saying to you earlier that I wanted to do an event sometime later in the, like, around July.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, at that point, I think people will get accustomed to, you know, having more one variant coming out, you know, and they will have gotten adjusted to the situation of the variants, different
mm-hmm.
variants coming out and how to deal with life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, and it's, you know, we are in a time where the old has been totally wiped out.
Let's go.
In terms of how do you now do an event with people now that people have gotten their shots and boosters
mm-hmm.
and people are still getting sick and there's different variants and now you have to figure out how to do things a different way.
Yeah.
And it does take time. It does take time. But I'm really interested in doing something where you know, in collaboration with other people that are like-minded, like yourself, to come and do, you know, something.
Well, it can all be done.
Don't know what it is.
It can all be worked out.
Yeah.
And as we mentioned before, the most important thing is we have to see where it's going, because when people don't understand that when you are going to do events, you just don't do it on a Monday and happen on a Saturday. It has to be pre-planned. Has to be scheduled
mm-hmm.
out. But the most important thing in anything that I feel at this particular time, before anything is done, is the safety of those participants, okay? They must
mm-hmm.
be assured that they're
mm-hmm.
safe and it's a safe environment. So that means that whatever, you're going to have to pull some teams in there, you know. You might have to have Big
mm-hmm.
Joe rolling in there with the roller steamer. Okay, it's the top of the hour. Go to the other side of the whatever. We got to steam it out because people must know that they're going to be safe. I have no, a lot of affairs have happened. A lot of events have happened. Some have no longer friends or whatever, but I won't attend them because if it's too many people,
mm-hmm.
don't even ask me to come. Because it is no way possible that you can keep a handle on all of that, okay? And you have to deal with individuals on an honor system. So the type of individuals, the attendings that you look for, you want the kind that are going to be honest and upfront, you know, and that really
mm-hmm.
care about their lives and the lives of others. There's a lot to go into it. It's going to be a different way to do things. But, you know, we know how to make the impossible possible. So we just keep on doing what we're doing. Keep it positive and we make it happen. It's going to happen. But right now, it's kind of hard to put a definite date out there. It's kind of hard to, you want to excite people, but you don't want them to lose their excitement either. Because, you know, whatever we do, we're going to excite you.
Absolutely.
We're going to have some for you.
Oh, it's going to
mm-hmm.
be awesome.
Yeah,
I just want an event where you know, a nice group of people can come and we can share, collaborate, and just talk and, you know, and have activities, of course. But I'm looking forward to that. So what June, July brings in the summer. I'm looking forward to that. I'm excited. And it's going to be exciting to figure out how to do some of these things as we get into the new year.
Oh, yeah. And how. My concentration is more so what can be presented to you to make you understand and become a better you. See, we're all about the you. You know where I'm going?
Mm-hmm.
So that particular type of curriculum I like to go in and plan because it's about awareness. And you cannot be aware
Absolutely.
Of anything until you become aware of yourself. Okay, it starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I said, 2022, greatness for you, you know. Step
mm-hmm.
into it, stay there, but be willing to take others with you. With Tiffany, with an
mm-hmm.
eye here. I see it, I get it done, I strategize, I make a plan. I make a plan and I complete it. That's why I always make sure that I say Tiffany with an I. You know, most people want to spell it with a Y, but it ain't. We don't have to wonder about you. This is my Tiffany with an I. Tiffany
right.
Jones. She has her television segment. Tiffany, can you let us know what is the channel on that? How is it listed? Or will she do this next week when you're giving us the information about your new guest? Well, how would you like to do that? I know you're beyond the, what is it?
Beyond the Lines with Tiffany Jones. And I'll let
yes.
you know Monday as
okay.
I, you know, so people, because it'll be close to the day that I actually do the broadcast.
All right. Well, you know, I love you, and I'm looking at these minutes here. You know, I'm getting ready to take us on out. I'm getting ready to take us on out. But this has been Finding Out Friday, the first week of 2022. Keep adding on to that resolution list of what you're going to do and make sure you don't forget what you wrote by the end of the month because we're going to keep reminding you over here. And on that note, Tiffany, we're going to say we love you and we appreciate you. And I'm going to take us out with our famous song because, as Sidney Poitier say, always speak with a message. So here we go. Love you, Tiffany. We'll see you on
Love
Mindful
you too,
Monday.
Linda. Thank you.
Thank you. Tiffany Jones.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going. They don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together. Gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Others how to live.
We care, we love all through the